So, when the honeymoon phase is over, when the honeymoon phase is over, and I'm not talking about just marriage, I'm talking about jobs, I'm talking about life in general, I'm talking about raising kids, I'm talking about joining a church, you know, even getting saved. There's a honeymoon phase, and then when that's over, the real test, when the honeymoon phase is over, the real test comes, the test of loyalty and discipline and endurance and real agape love. The honeymoon phase always comes to an end. I don't care. This is why people get on drugs. This is why people fight. This is why people commit suicide. Think about it. They get married or they date somebody and they have a honeymoon phase, right? And then after 30 to 60 days, that's old. That gets boring. That becomes routine and boring. So what do they have to do? That dopamine response is going down. They were excited. Could be a job. It could be anything. Could be writing a book. It could be making music. It could be a new trade. It could be anything. Becoming a doctor. Becoming a lawyer. What happens when you have to sit in that courtroom for 8 hours listening to a bunch of insanity? But you were excited about getting that lawyer's degree. This is why people fight. After 30, 60 days, if people start fighting, it's because they're looking for that addiction. It's an addiction response. It's the sine wave. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I gotta have that fun. I gotta have that excitement. I gotta have something new. The Bible says the eye is never full. The Bible says the womb is never full. They gotta have that excitement. They gotta have that feeling again. I had a cousin when I was younger, like when I was in my 20s. He'd say they got to have those butterfly feelings. That's why they cheat. It's true for the women and the men. They got to have that excitement. That's why people drink. Think about it. Now, alcohol is a depressant. So every time they drink, the low is lower than the high. And the high doesn't get any higher. They got to drink more and more to get that high. So anybody who has an addictive personality is looking for that buzz, that high, that addiction, that sine wave, the top of the sine wave. Because when the bottom drops out, that's the real test. If you really want to look and test love, can it endure? You really want to test somebody's faith, can it endure? All the highs, all the lows. Everybody wants that mountaintop experience, right? I've had them. I've had a major mountaintop experience. But what about everyday routine? What about the monotony of life? Can I endure that? Can I make it through that? What about when the stock market crashes? Do I still want to be an investor? Is it long term or is it short term? Is it all just a bunch of hype and a bunch of emotions looking for that dopamine response? It's true for anything. Raising kids, it's true for dating somebody. Here's how you overcome it. So what do you got to do? So the natural realm gets boring and gets old, right? So a lot of people, they get married and they start cheating. They got two or three they're cheating on to get that excitement, right? And they'll say, no, I'm just doing it for, if they were honest with what they really think they're doing it for. I'm doing it for security or whatever. She might say, well, he pays my phone bill and he pays my power bill and blah, blah, blah. But the real reason is they want that dopamine response and they don't even know it's an addiction. The real reason they think that because time is befallen, time is the sine wave, they think that the highs and the lows, the super highs, you know, I got to go to the mountains. I got to go to the beach. I got to travel here. I got to go here. They think the highs can balance out the lows. But what happens is, just like when somebody's drinking, they get drunk, they get high, or they smoke some marijuana, and they get high. That's why they call it high. They want to get high. They want to escape life, right? They want to escape So they get high, and then they come down. They got to get another high. Then they come down. They got to get a higher high. Then they come down. They got to get a higher high, higher, higher high. And then they drop down lower and lower and lower. And so that, just like a diabetic has insulin up and down, their insulin resistance is gone. Goes back to the heart. So they guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. So if you're always trying to find a high in the natural plane, it's never going to end. It's never going to end. The only high is in the spiritual plane, because the high in the spiritual plane is eternal. It's peaceful. It's real love, agape love. It's truth. But the high in the natural realm always drops. The natural mind is up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. The spirit mind is steady state, upright, stable. The natural mind is like the ocean of the sea. They're waves. This is why the Bible says the wicked are like the waves of the sea. They're unstable. The flesh mind has to have a high. And then when the low kicks in, because if it's a high, high, it's a real high, high in the natural, it's going to be a real low, low. That high is going to be counterbalanced with a really low, low. But if it's a high from the spirit realm, that's just an unlimited. So this is why when you really think about people trying to be happy, right? Well, you don't want to be happy. You want to be joyful. Because if you have joy, when the happiness is there, fine, you can receive it. But when there's no happiness for the moment, see, you might have to sweat. You might have to endure. You might have to sacrifice. But you have joy from on high, heavenly, spiritual. So it don't matter if in the natural there's some lows. Yeah, there's lows in the natural. Yeah, there might be depression or sadness or loss or death or separation or divorce or whatever. Kids die, whatever it is. Yeah, there's lows in the natural. And there's highs in the natural. People get married, have kids. See, what they're trying to do is keep that. They get married, there's a high. They have kids, there's a high. They have another kid, there's a high. Another kid, there's a high. But then it eventually has to become, there has to be a low somewhere. So then there's a low. So they say, okay, I got to have some drugs. I got to drink. I got to have that high. And then that gets old. And then they say, well, I'm a cheat. So they cheat on their spouse. And then there's a divorce. And then they're alone and they're miserable. So they're looking for that high. So then they run around and become harlots, running the streets. And they think, oh, this is great. I'm being chased. The women say, I'm being chased by all these men. But they don't really love her. But the high, even that becomes a low, because it becomes old. And you can see them on the street corner. They're gone to the lowest low. So all these highs they're trying to achieve in the natural takes them way low, and they end up on the street corner. The only high that's going to give you peace is in Jesus. The only high that's going to give you contentment, even in the monotonous of this repeat training program, is Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And then the truth sets you free. The truth keeps you in the high, even when it's low down here. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. I didn't do a good job on this, but I think you get to listen to this song. Problems. Problems. Check it out. This song, let me walk away from this. I gotta walk on the other side of the parking lot just to get away from that music. He said, problems, problems, just because I'm loving you. I told somebody yesterday, I said, we had some guy go crazy. And I said, you know, he probably went crazy because some woman drove him to drink and drove him crazy. They said, oh, is that the first thing you thought? And then there's a song the next day about it. You have to make life exciting yourself. You can't depend on drug or alcohol or some new person to make things exciting. You know, it just ain't gonna work. You gotta figure it out, Pete. You gotta grow up.